One of the biggest problems that leads to a frustrating and overwhelming job search is lack of clarity. Lack of clarity is why you're applying to jobs but not getting offers, not getting interviews, and it's leaving you really feeling burnt out and frustrated in your job search. So in today's podcast episode, I'm sharing 4 specific ways lack of clarity might be showing up in your job search so that you can change your job search approach so you can finally secure an aligned job with a salary increase. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. And we're talking job searching today and clarity and how lack of clarity can show up in your job search. So when it comes to job searching, let's just say the job search landscape right now is not the best, right? If you are already job searching, I don't need to recount for you how much stress and overwhelm and frustration can come with that process. Especially when it feels like you're doing everything right, in air quotes, feels like you're doing everything you're supposed to do and you're still not getting the results you want. You're not getting job interviews. You're not getting job offers. It can be really frustrating. And I talked about this in the last episode. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I believe the name is The One Thing You Need to Secure an Aligned Job with a Salary Increase. It's episode number 80. You should definitely listen to that because this is sort of like an extension and a continuation of that episode where I talk about how for you to have a successful job search, the one thing you absolutely need is clarity. If you do not have clarity, you're not going to have a successful job search. You can take that to the bank. I'm ready to die on that hill. It's just fact. You can't have a successful job search without clarity. And so in today's episode, I want to share specifically four ways your lack of clarity can show up or might be showing up in your job search. So I'm breaking down 4 specific ways lack of clarity could be showing up in your job search. And as you listen to this episode, I'm thinking of this almost like clues for you where if you're experiencing any one of these 4 things, then that's a sign that you don't have clarity. And that means you're not ready to be job searching. That's one thing I always tell my clients. Like when I work with my clients in my private career coaching, my one-on-one career coaching, before we even start applying to jobs, the first thing is let's get clear on what we're looking for. Like I don't let any of my clients submit applications if we don't first have clarity. So in today's episode, I'm going to be breaking down how lack of clarity might be showing up in your job search. First, let me start by even just saying that getting clarity is a skill in itself. And I don't think a lot of people talk about that, especially when it comes to your career and when it comes to job searching, because it's not just, you know, get clear about what you want in your future. No. Like there are specific things you need to be clear about to have a successful job search. So that's why I say getting clarity in itself is a skill. And sometimes you need support just to even get that clarity that you need before you start job searching. So when it comes to job searching and getting clarity, you need to first be clear about who you are in this season of your life. What are your values? What are your interests? What are your high power skills? You need clarity about that. You need clarity about the type of organization you're trying to go into. Are you trying to go for a small company, a mid-sized company, a large company? You need clarity about the kind of work environment you're trying to go into. Clarity about the type of relationship you want to have with your manager. Clarity about the compensation that you're trying to secure, clarity about what makes you an ideal candidate for the job that you want. So when I say you need clarity, I want you to know that I recognize that even that step of getting clarity takes work, which is why I provide the services that I do, which is why when my clients work with me in my career coaching services, specifically private career coaching, we start with clarity. That's something that I take about 2 to 3 weeks to just help my clients get clear before we start applying to jobs. And so as I talk through these ways that lack of clarity might be showing up in your job search, I want you to know that I'm not talking through these with any kind of indictment whatsoever. I recognize that you might need support to get that clarity. And at the same time, I want you to be able to self-assess, right? I want you to be able to self-assess and see, oh, this is why my job search hasn't been working. I don't have clarity yet. I need to go get that first before I keep job searching. I want you to be able to self-assess. So let's get into the four ways lack of clarity might be showing up in your job search. The first is that you're applying to too many jobs and you're not getting interviews. What do I define by too many jobs? While it can be relative, I would say in my experience, once you hit that like 50 mark, you've applied to 50 jobs and you're not getting interviews, or you've gone on 5 or more interviews and you're not getting the job offer, which will come back as the second one. So let's just start with applications. That to me is a sign that you don't have clarity. Because one thing I always say is if you are clear about the job that you want, and there's a very specific, like if you have radical focus, and that's something I talk to my clients about, and even my audience, right? I always talk about how you need radical focus to be successful in your job search, meaning what is the one specific type of job in this specific type of company in the 2 or 3 industries that you're trying to secure? If you don't have radical focus, you will find yourself applying to a lot of jobs. So really what I was saying was, if you're applying to multiple jobs, then you don't have clarity. If you're applying to more than 50 jobs, hundreds of jobs, you don't have clarity. Because when you have radical focus, there aren't that many jobs out there for you to apply to. If you're being intentional and specific about the job that you want to secure, there's not 50 of it out there. Like there just isn't, at least in my experience, from my own job searching and with working with my clients, there just isn't. And so when you have found yourself applying to, and this is me being really generous, because when I work with clients, my clients tend to apply to 10 to 15 jobs max. Like I've never had a client do more than 15. So that's why I'm being very generous, because, you know, your industry, your field, the role will all influence this. But on average, if you've hit the 50 mark, you've applied to 50 jobs, you don't have clarity. And what tends to happen is that you've applied to that many jobs, but you're not getting interviews. That's how I know you don't have clarity. Because here's what happens, and here's why you're applying to so many jobs and it's not working out. When you don't have clarity, it's harder to market yourself. And when you're job searching, you automatically become a marketer. Your job is to market your skills, your accomplishments, your experiences for the role that you're trying to secure. And so if you've applied to 50 jobs and you haven't gotten an interview yet, that means you're not marketing yourself. And it's because you don't have clarity. Because you don't have clarity about how you're a fit for the role, because you don't have clarity about the specific role you want, you're not going beyond that application phase. Because when you're applying to multiple jobs, right, when you don't have clarity about the one role you have, you're applying to like 3 or 4 different jobs. This is the one you find yourself saying, you know what? I'm just open. I'm open to anything at this point. And I'm like, stop staying open. You're not a book. Close up, sis. Close yourself. We're not a book. Don't stay open. Open just leads to frustration and overwhelm. Open is not good. You might think it is, but it's not. But because you're applying to 4 or 5 different types of jobs, it makes it so much harder to market yourself on your resume, on your LinkedIn profile, on your cover letter, what I call your career brand collateral. When you don't have clarity about the specific role you want, you're positioning yourself for 4 or 5 different things, which makes it hard for recruiters to know that you are right for their specific job. And that's why you're not getting interviews. You're putting too many unnecessary things on your resume, too many unnecessary things on your LinkedIn profile, and it's making you seem unclear and unserious, which is why you're not getting interviews, because you are not looking like the right candidate for the specific role they're hiring for. So when you don't have clarity, it's harder to market yourself, which is why you're applying to tens and hundreds of jobs. The other thing about lack of clarity is it makes it harder for you to get your network to support you. When you don't have clarity about the specific role you want, you can't have conversations with your network in a way that makes them able to support you. And so this is why you're applying to hundreds of jobs, because you can't ask for help. Because what are you asking for help for? Right? Like, what are you going to tell them you need help with if you don't have clarity? And so this is also part of why you're applying to too many jobs and not getting interviews. And it's leaving you feeling frustrated and overwhelmed, because you're out here applying to too many jobs because you can't market yourself and you don't know how to ask for help. And so that, for me, that's one sign that you don't have clarity, when you have applied to, I would say, average 50 or more jobs and you haven't gotten interviews, you don't have clarity. And then I started to talk about this one. The second way your lack of clarity might be showing up in your job search is when you're going on interviews but you're not getting job offers, that's a sign that you don't have clarity. If you have had five or more interviews and you've gotten ghosted after them, you haven't gotten offers after them, it's one thing to get unaligned offers, which we'll talk about. But if you're just not getting any offers and you have interviewed with at least five different organizations, that is another sign that you don't have clarity. Because similar to the first point, when you have a lack of clarity, it's so much harder to market yourself. And when you are even in the interview, I said this earlier, when you're job searching, you automatically become a marketer. And what I want you to recognize is that when it comes to job searching, the most qualified candidate doesn't always get the job. The best marketer usually gets the job. Right? Sometimes, and I know women are notorious for this, where you're thinking, I'm just going to let my experiences speak for itself. I'm just going to let my accomplishments speak for themselves. They can see everything I've accomplished. They can see all my hard work. It's like, boo-boo. No, they can't see. You got to tell them. They cannot see. You need to tell them. So that's what marketing is you're telling them why you can do the job. And so when you don't have clarity and you go into interviews, a few things happen. One, you don't actually answer the questions that they're asking. So sometimes the questions they ask in a job search have underlying meaning. Like when they say, tell us why you want the job, they're not just looking for why you want the job. They want to know that you're passionate about the role, you're excited for the role, and that you will stay with the company. When they say, why are you a fit for this role? They're looking for, like, how do we know that you can come in and be successful without us spending too much time on you? Or like some of these questions have hidden meanings. And when you don't have clarity, it's hard to, one, decipher the hidden meanings. But even the surface question that they're asking, sometimes you don't answer it. Like they might ask you, tell me about yourself. And you're out here telling them, I don't know, the trainings that you went on. That's not what they're looking for. They want to know how you, like when I say tell me about yourself, they want to know about you personality-wise and how you and that personality fits for the role that you're applying for. And so when you don't have clarity, what happens is you go in the interview and you're just talking. Like you as the applicant, you're just talking. You're not actually answering the questions that they're asking. And I'm saying this from experience. I remember recently we were hiring for a role in my organization and I was on the search committee. We had a few different candidates come through. And when we were discussing later for one of the candidates, one of the people on the committee was like, it felt like he didn't know what the candidate didn't know what they wanted. Like they were just talking about their current job and this job and they seemed really unclear. And that was a sign, like I just said, they seemed unclear. Lack of clarity will show up in your interviews because you will be talking about things that don't actually connect to the interview. You will ramble. You will not answer the questions. You will not clearly articulate your value add to the organization. And that's why you're not hearing back because you didn't convince them. You didn't prove or show them that you're actually right for the job. The other thing that lack of clarity does at the interview phase is that when you don't have clarity about one, the role that you're applying for, the problem they're trying to solve, and two, how your experiences connect, you have a harder time in the interview connecting your experiences to the job posting, to the job application. And that connection is actually how you position yourself as the ideal candidate. When you clearly talk about your experiences and accomplishments in a way that shows you can do the job you're applying to, that is the connection that shows recruiters and hiring managers that you are right for the role. That is how you position yourself as the ideal candidate. And so when you don't have clarity, when you don't even know which of your diverse experiences makes you a fit for the role, and what is the actual job asking for, when you don't know that, you can't articulate it. And if you can't articulate it, you can't make the connection for them. And if you can't make the connection for them, you're not getting called back. Like you'll go in the interviews and you'll get ghosted because they don't know that you can actually do the job because you didn't make it clear to them that you can actually do the job. As I'm saying this, I'm thinking of one of my clients that I work with in my career coaching. And before we got together, she was talking about how she was applying to tons of jobs. She was going on interviews, but nothing was happening after that. She wasn't getting past the interview level. And she said everything she was trying in her job search just felt purposeless. Like there was no purpose with what she was doing. She recognized that it was because she didn't have clarity. She wasn't actually clear about the role she was looking for. She wasn't clear about how her experiences fit the role she wanted because she didn't know what role she wanted. And that's why her job search had been so unfruitful that whole period before we worked together. But when we work together, and you can learn more about how to work with me, if you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you can learn more about my private career coaching service. But when we worked together, she realized, one, she got clarity on the specific role she wanted. She wanted to do an associate role. And the company, she actually even had a number one company choice because she knew the kind of environment she wanted to be in, the kind of industry she wanted to be in, the kind of culture she wanted to be in. And once she got that clarity, first, it helped her become more organized in her job search, because that's one thing that I give my clients is I call it a job search tracker. So we can really keep track of the jobs you're applying to, who you've communicated with, what you've said, because that helps you maintain that clarity line throughout. So you're not mixing up, you know, one application with a different recruiter. But that helped her stay organized, and it helped her talk about her experiences so much more clearer and confidently in interviews that she was able to secure the role that she was applying for and increase her salary by $37,000. I'm thinking of yet another client who, for her, she wasn't sure how to position her skills. She knew the role she wanted, but she wasn't sure how to position her skills and experiences for that role. So that's why she worked with me. And once she got clarity about her career story and how to tell her career story in a way that was cohesive, the role she was applying for had three different interview levels. She was able to stay clear and consistent across those three levels, and she secured the role while increasing her salary by $20,000. That's the power of clarity. When you don't have clarity, you're going on interviews, you're not hearing back, and you're applying to too many jobs. Third way that your lack of clarity is showing up in your job search, and this one is a bit of a cheat because it's job search slash after the job. But when you end up in a role that after like 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 months, you hate the job, that's a sign that you have lack of clarity. So when I see people who are, you've changed jobs at least twice and very quickly into those roles, you realize, I don't like this job. That's a sign that you had lack of clarity in your job search. Because what happened was you didn't properly audit the role and the organization because you didn't have clarity about the parameters you needed to use to audit the role and the organization. And that's why you got into the role. And within a few weeks, you were like, is it too soon for me to leave this role? That's a sign that you have lack of clarity. And you need to take a step back and get super clear about who you are, what kind of role you want, what kind of company you want to be in. You need to clarify your values to be able to avoid that cycle of miserable job after miserable job, because that cycle usually shows up when you don't have clarity about your values. And this part is really important because your values is what helps you know that an organization is a culture fit. So like I think about a client that I'm currently working with in my private career coaching. She's trying to switch organizations. So same role, just wants a different organization because her current company is not a fit. And we've only been working together for a couple of weeks, and we're still doing that clarity work, right? We just had a session where it's like, okay, let's get super clear, because one of her complaints was that her current company, their reputation didn't match the character that they actually had. So she was unhappy within the organization. So it's like, okay, because I want us to avoid you getting into another company and within 3 months, you're unhappy. Let's get clear about what an ideal fit company needs to have. So in a recent session, we talked through the kind of company she wanted, company size, company environment, the kind of relationship she wanted to have with her direct reports, the kind of relationship she wants to have with her teams. And this clarity is going to help both of us, because it's going to help me when she's talking to organizations. I know the questions to ask her to make sure the role aligns with what she said she wanted. And even for her, she can do that audit so that she can get into a role that she could actually advance and grow in, not one that within a few months, she's like, I got to go. This is not a fit. And then the fourth and final way lack of clarity is showing up in your job search is that it's making it hard, or I should say you are finding it hard to command a higher value aligned salary. If you're finding it hard to command a higher salary in your job search, that tells me you don't have clarity. Specifically, you don't have clarity about the types of roles you need to be applying to secure the level of role that you want and level of salary that you want. And second, you don't have clarity about your negotiation strategy. Okay. When you can't command a higher salary, you don't have clarity about the type of role you should be going for, which means you keep applying for lower level roles. And that's why it feels like you're getting lowballed. But really, when you step back and take a look at it, you're not getting lowballed. You're just applying for jobs that are below what you want. And so they're offering you aligned salaries, but the salaries are aligned with the role, not with you or the value that you're trying to add to the organization. Lack of clarity is showing up. Or maybe you are applying to the right roles, but you can't ask for more money. Like, they're offering you less than you want, even though you know they can pay more. You don't have clarity about your negotiation strategy. You don't know your numbers. You don't know your walkaway number. You don't know your ideal salary range. You don't know how to ask for money. You don't know how to respond when they say no. Those are the things that go into a negotiation strategy. So lack of clarity about your negotiation strategy is keeping you from being able to command a higher salary. And this is also something that I help my clients do in my private career coaching, where we will look at a job offer together and create the counter offer. I give my clients scripts for what to say when they apply for or they're trying to negotiate a role. I give them scripts for how to, you know, counter offer. If they say no, how to respond, how to follow up. I do all this work with my clients. So if you're ready to change roles, right? If you're trying to be in a new role within the next 6 months with at least a $10,000 salary increase, and you're listening and you're thinking, oh my gosh, yes, I have lack of clarity. I'm applying to too many jobs. I'm not interviewing well. I can't command a higher salary. I'm in a miserable job cycle. Right? If you saw yourself in one of these four ways, you should definitely check out my one-on-one private career coaching offering, because that's where I provide my clients end-to-end career coaching support. So starting from getting clarity about what you want all the way through securing the role with the salary increase, I guide my clients through that entire process over 6 months at most, right? So some of my clients have secured jobs within 4 months. So if you want to learn more, you can just go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about my private career coaching offering. And when you go to that page, you'll see that you can actually schedule a time to talk with me first, to tell me what your goals are, tell me what your problems are, and I will tell you how I can help you through my private career coaching offering. And then you can decide on your next steps after hearing a bit more. So go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about how we can work together to help you get into a more aligned role and stop haphazardly applying to jobs because you have lack of clarity. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it helpful. And if you ever have any questions, you can reach out to me on Instagram. I'm @hercareerdoctor. Or if you'd rather send an email, you can connect with me at hello@hercareerdoctor.com. I'm always happy to answer questions either about this episode or about how we can work together. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.